Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Punch, happy German Unity Day. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about biomethane as an alternative fuel source, and we'll be looking at the importance of towers used to carry mobile and telecom signals, and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Jamie Smith in the Financial Times reports that US shale magnate Harold Hamm has accused the Biden administration of leaving the nation unusually vulnerable to Middle East oil price shocks by draining its strategic petroleum reserve, damaging domestic production and bungling foreign policy. The Continental Resources founder said he was very concerned that the Middle East conflict would disrupt global oil supplies, while US shale patch had been put in a weakened condition, unable to rapidly lift output. They have drained the SPR. The refinery inventories are at their lowest in America in years, and you just never know when you need it. It's like kind of like having gas in your car, the billionaire shale boss said. Ronan Smith in the Irish Examiner reports that the funding to Irish fintech companies has seen a significant decline during the first half of this year, with just €22 million invested in the sector, and as it faces cautious investor sentiment, a new report has found. According to the State of European Fintech report published by the investment firm Finch Capital, funding to the Irish fintech sector hit €22 million between January and June. This excludes a single large outlier deal agreed in March, which saw the Dublin-based software firm Softco acquired by the private equity firm Keensight Capital in a deal reportedly worth over €100 million. This is compared to the €212 million recorded during the first 6 months of 2023. The report said that this contraction reflects broader market trends as the global fintech sector faces economic headwinds and cautious investor sentiment. Fiona Keely in the Irish Times reports that the betting and gaming company Boyle Sports will sponsor Big Brother on Virgin Media this season in a deal understood to be worth around €250,000. Blake Swift, the director of brand and advertising at Boyle Sports, said that this was a good opportunity and a really exciting area for our business. The sponsorship deal gives the company exposure to a group that it wishes to reach. The company believes the sponsorship will add to its impact in the gaming market in Ireland. Gaming is the playing of such games as roulette or slot machines online. More women than men tend to be involved in gaming. The majority of the audience of the Big Brother TV game show is female, and Boyle Sports sees this sponsorship as a chance to engage with this sector of the audience.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.